Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 439 of Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 21, A Father's Footsteps.
It aired on July 6, 2002, written by Suzy Shimoyama and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Sorry, I had a burp because I'm drinking a pumpkin creme soda that tastes like a candle. So, I gotta get rid of them. I bought them, they were $2.50 for a 12-pack. Well, I thought it was going to be better.
The fact that you are still drinking them means they are not as bad as the Liz Blizz Sobe. So
no, I would never. You couldn't pay me to drink one of those again. To help us talk about this episode, we have a very special guest, first-time caller, Riley Hopkins. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being able to record at 9:40 in the morning.
the real Joker's trick is the fact that this is when I do all my podcasting anyway. I'm a morning podcaster. Bed Bath & Bionicle, when that was a specific show and not an ARG, that was 7 a.m. every Monday.
I don't think there's any money in the world I could give Josh to do a podcast at 7 a.m.
No.
Your 7 or my 7. So, Riley, we got some questions that we ask our guests when they come on the show. First up, what is your history with Power Rangers?
My history with Power Rangers, I can remember back to the first season that I was like sentient for, which I remembered pizza. And then pizza. I realized that it's Turbo.
That's got to be Turb, yeah.
I remember sitting in like, in some sort of like, I don't know if it was like a workspace or something, watching the Turbo movie and going, oh, shit, there's a Blue Ranger that looks like me.
There's a 9-year-old Blue Ranger.
Look at this child. I can be a child. I remember loving Power Rangers, making my parents call me Rocky for a little bit.
Nice.
And I'd only wear red, which doesn't work in my brain timeline, but I remember that being factual. And I dropped off around Lightspeed Rescue. And then I was introduced to Pokemon World Tour United, which introduced me to Morphin Grid, which then was like, maybe Power Rangers is good again. And I hopped on when y'all were on Zeo. And then I've been on the ride. Nice. Right ever since. I watched ahead sporadically, bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Jump forward to Dino Charge, to RPM, and Dino Thunder.
Yeah, Dino Thunder is one that everyone seems to be pretty jazzed for. It's one of like the two seasons that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, we're probably going to hate it.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, man, I hope not. Everyone was like, it seems to be the opposite. Everyone's like, Lost Galaxy is so good. You're going to love the story. And we're like, this is Dookie from a trash can. Why did you tell us this?
Y'all, I have bad news.
Is it good or bad?
I did. You know how a lot of Power Rangers teams are a team?
Yeah.
There are three or four or five people that work together well as a unit.
Uh-huh.
Dino Thunder took that and said, we don't need this, right? We have Tommy back.
Oh, no.
My worst fears have come true.
Oh, no. Well, now that we're looking down the barrel of that future, we can deal with that grim specter 2 or 3 years from now. Who's your favorite Power Ranger? Though if I had to hazard a guess, I think I could figure it out.
It's my boy Tiki. I love Rocky. Oh, I am. The Rocky Defense Force has logged on.
That's also Latasha's favorite Power Ranger, yeah. So you're not alone. There's two of you.
I am a big Blue Ranger Rocky fan. I just cannot... It's not even his fault that he's nothing when he's a Red Ranger. it's the fact that they were like, we need a warm body in this suit. And that was... our boy Tiki.
And they better just want to have some fun.
I know you're right in my heart, but like, damn, if I don't love Rocky, it's stuck with me forever.
Hey, that's fair. Everybody hates Cat but me. I get it. I think I'm literally the only Cat fan in the world.
What?
Everywhere, like if you just like do a cursory Google on any given Reddit or whatever, it just, no one likes Cat. I don't know.
I found your first mistake.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I don't go there, but I've been there. You know what I mean? Anyway, what is your favorite season?
It's really hard because I think that RPM is like, critically, as a person who enjoys watching good shows, that is my favorite season. But I love Dino Charge so much because there's 87 good children. Like, there's like so many of them, and they're all great, and I like their interactions with each other, and I like the weird rangers they bring in. And the main character is like, when watching it, I was like, this boy's just Sora, because he's just very positive and very happy and like very like, we can do it, gang, like just like having a great smile on face all the time. And there's a character named, there's one of the rangers is Riley, so I have to show up for the name representation.
Exactly. I think there is one Jake in Power Rangers, and unfortunately, it's a Megaforce.
Is there a Josh? It's a pretty common name, so there's gotta be one.
Josh,
there's
got Power Rangers.
Probably. Oh, we've done this. You're just gonna find some Sonic OCs.
It's just gonna be Sonic the Hedgehog. Josh is a bad one.
Josh isn't a bad one. Josh was on the wrong end of the bad one. The Red Ranger from Wild Force is accused of stabbing the roommate, 36-year-old Josh.
Oh no!
You're the victim, buddy. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what our other questions are. You got a favorite monster or villain?
Villain is a Kliptor. Like
Clippy rules.
I got a picture of him like commissioned for Halloween of me as a Kliptor as my Twitter icon, and I'm so happy about that.
Nice.
But yeah, he just stand out. He's just really cool. I'd watch whole season of him.
Of just like what's he doing literally the whole time? Because I bet it's awesome.
Or just like the prequel of Raising Astronomer.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
my
Kliptor
God.
Being her dad.
Yes.
That'd be dope. Josh, you got any questions?
How you doing? How's everything?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I was telling Jake I went to a concert last night. They played a cover set. The Wonder Years played a Limp Bizkit cover set. So I scream shouted to Nookie and Break Stuff, which I wasn't expecting to do. But it came back so quickly.
Yeah, some of that stuff just takes purchase in your brain. You can't shake it no matter what you do. Mm-hmm.
They played My Way or The Highway, which I remember from a Rock and Stone Cold promo package.
Yep. It was also
I think that was leading into like a WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that was going into was that 17?
Oh, maybe.
I think that was going into WrestleMania 17. Did they play Roland?
They did. They opened with Roland.
You gotta. The Undertaker's theme song.
Damn, Undertaker just loves Limp Bizkit.
He just loves Limp Bizkit. Isn't that the weirdest thing? Old man Booger Red just loved Limp Bizkit.
In between being dead, I came back and saw that Limp Bizkit was out, and I was like, this is worth being alive for.
Oh, man, Fred Durst is my shit.
This is why I came back to life, to be a biker. Man, I hope when I die again, I still like Limp Bizkit.
You know how all the cool like biker gang dads are listening to Limp Bizkit?
They're like, back up, tell me what you want. Yeah.
What a snapshot in time. The Undertaker on a motorcycle coming out to a Limp Bizkit song is.
All these songs are on my Spotify.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, I know. Josh, it's well established you have bad taste. So if you're new here, what we do is we pause recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Wild Force. You know, just like cuz. It's Wild Force,
cool
baby.
Sword. There's Bear Brothers.
Yeah, bears.
There's a rhino that kicks a dillo.
Love that one.
Sometimes they pitch a dillo.
Sometimes there's a tornado spin bowling dillo. It looked more like shuffleboard. I don't know if I mentioned it. They definitely the graphics around it were definitely shuffleboard.
We definitely talked about shuffleboard.
Okay, so we're going to go watch A Father's Footsteps right now. All right, you want to do Wild Time with us, Riley?
Wild Time!
And we're back. And we just watched A Father's Footsteps. And there is a dad.
There is
a dad.
And
there is some footsteps.
We have confirmed dads in this episode.
Yes.
Can I ask this question? You're about to do all the stuff, and then I'll ask.
Yeah, let me do the stuff first. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the archives. That's where you can go listen to old episodes of the show. You can also go to our classic feeds, which, according to the episode that I am editing, Josh said would be updated through Turbo. Are they?
Maybe when that goes up. I have the next 2 days off, finally. Look, okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah, you did have 6 days in a row.
Today is my sixth nine-hour shift in a row.
Holy God.
So it hasn't been done yet, but hopefully by the time that episode goes up, it will be done.
I feel like that is a war crime.
nine-hour days is an incredible amount. You are stronger than God.
I do get a full hour for lunch, which I go and eat fast food.
yep.
Got a carb back up.
Important time to mention, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh.
Yes, oh, for sure. Y'all help us out. So, classic feeds, go listen to our old shows in a more convenient format than downloading each episode on the website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Jonah Mac Podcast. Right. You betcha. I don't know what happened to my mouth. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Podknife and Podbean and Podfootsteps. You're only allowed to listen to podcasts your dad listens to, which is unfortunate for me. So I'd like to just announce my retirement from listening to podcasts, if that's the case. You can leave a rating review any of those places. So it helps out. We'd be real appreciative. Also, as we mentioned, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. Help Josh not have to do nine-hour shifts 6 days
nine
in a row.
Hours.
Please. It's unloading a truck. It's like a lot of physical work. And doing all of that after 3 months of sitting on my ass at home is really hard.
Well, here's the thing. You're gonna become jacked. You're going to look like a Power Ranger. You're going to be shredded.
Yeah. I'm too old to be one, though. There's no Power Rangers over 30,
there's
unfortunately.
There's a super old guy in Dino Charge.
If you're a legacy. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Dino Charge does have a new old ranger, so it's possible.
There's hope for me yet.
When's the 30-something Power Rangers season, where it's just a bunch of like disaffected 30-year-olds? They're like, hey, I know life's rough, but like, would you like a robot to go punch monsters in? And yes, I would, thanks.
That's Sentai, right?
Yeah,
I know you're 3 months behind on rent because of your student debt and you work in a call center, but here's some magical powers.
But now you got fire powers. Anyway, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. This is a Monday episode and we have a guest, so we don't have to do any of the other stuff. Would y'all like to jump in to a father's footsteps?
I'll go over here with you. No, I don't, but over here.
Well, Riley, you picked this one.
You chose
you
this.
Got no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I looked at it and I was like, oh, that one has like the name of a character I like. Yeah, let's right? do it.
Hey, look, I already know what my MVP is, and it's going to be maybe our weirdest one yet. We start off on a man. There's an old Asian man. He's doing some katas in a dojo somewhere. Where? We will never find out or come back to. Don't worry about it.
I have two questions, and here's one of them right now.
Okay.
Do you remember way back, it was either like season 3 or Zio, where like, I think it was Adam had an old sensei.
That was a real jerk. I think that was season 3.
Is that this man?
Honestly, it could be. Who knows?
Because that was the first thing I thought.
There was it Lightspeed where Chad had a sensei that might also have been this man?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he was a jerk. There was a waterfall.
Are we so far removed from Lightspeed that I think it was...
You think it was Mighty
Morphin?
I just
lump it in with all the other old Power Rangers now.
I mean, 2 seasons? Is that enough time?
It feels long.
I mean, we do a lot of these, so...
I think that's what I'm thinking of is Chad's... jerk sensei who was like, I hate that you're a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Lightspeed is like so much closer to make that possible too. Like, yeah. like if it's Lightspeed, then that's just like what? That's like 4 years? That's 3 years? That's that ain't nothing.
Yeah, like two? Was that 2 seasons ago? Yeah, Time Force, and then before that was Lightspeed. So yeah, that was only 2 years ago. They probably still had that guy's number. It might be the same guy.
He might work on set.
Yeah, right? Honestly, there's a lot of karate in this episode. Those are probably all the stunt guys, because Koichi Sakamoto brought over the Japanese stunt team from the Sentai, because nobody else is as good at, like, acting in Power Rangers suits as those guys. So you got the best, you might as well bring them. So there's a suit of samurai armor, like, not on the wall, but, like, you know... up against a wall.
It's like displayed, yeah, it's on the stand.
And then an orc comes down and possesses it, so I guess we're gonna get That's happening now. They did it in the second episode, then they did it in the 20th episode, and now they're like, now we should keep doing this.
Yeah, that's the big hook for the back half of the season. Yeah.
So it's Samurai Man. He challenges this man to a fight and beats him up because he's a monster, and this is a regular guy. So
this is an old Karate Man.
This is a very old sensei. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's practicing like stances and everything, and he gets punched in his gut one time by this monster. It just crumbles like paper.
I wrote in my notes like, "Oh my god, did they kill him?" Like the monster comes down, and goes, "Defend your way of fighting," and then punches him in the stomach and leaves.
Couldn't block one good gut punch. You don't deserve to have a dojo. I think he is dead because we don't come back to him. So.
He gets up. As soon as that thing leaves, he like immediately gets up and goes like, oh.
No, he's like, oh, I wanted to also get my butt kicked by the other two.
Yeah, because Jindrax and Toxica show up and they're like, hey, what's up? We're Dugorgs. We look like Guyvers, but we're Dugorgs. Here's a magical samurai sword from Master Org. Go kill the Power Rangers.
You must use this. It's integral to the plot later.
Yeah, right? There's a flashback and everything. You're going to need this.
I believe these are our last lines of dialogue for 2 minutes.
Yeah, then we get so we cut from there to Alyssa sparring with Danny and Max in the park, and they're all in like workout gear, and Alyssa has like a very cute workout outfit on, and Danny's looks like exactly what you would wear to go spar in the park, and Max looks like he just took his vest off.
Max is also like, whenever he goes to fight, like, I don't know what the stage direction was for this, or if they just he did it once and they were like, you keep doing that. Sounds like wah, like a Waluigi whenever he goes in.
He's you know how like you ever watched some Chinese like martial arts movie,
mm-hmm.
and like it's dubbed. And, like, whenever they do their, like, yelling, it's always way over the top and, like, frankly, mm-hmm. a little racist.
Yep.
That seems like what Max was told to do, and it's not great. The fact that it's more Waluigi than anything is better, but
true.
Not great, Max. It's okay, though, because Alyssa whips their asses to death, basically.
She beats the tar out of them.
Just completely eviscerates these two men. It's really
so
funny.
She does like this like pose and then like goes into like tiger style. Her what we will come to find out is like her family tradition of karate. And like every time anything they do, she just like blocks, like punches them down. They land like 6 times. And then, like, the end, they both, like, attack her at once. She just, like, grabs him by the neck and spins mm-hmm. them away. Like, she's a One-Punch Man character, which I've been reading a lot of. And it's very good, y'all. So then we cut from there to the breakfast table up on the Animarium. They are both, like, hanging their heads in shame and also injury because they've just been beat up so bad.
Yeah. And Alyssa has gotten back early enough that she's already back in her regular clothes and has cooked an entire breakfast.
Yeah, her bag's packed. She's got a class in like 10 minutes. And she's like making them like, hey, sorry I beat you again. I do want to – there was a line of dialogue that was right before we cut away where Max is like, oh, you just got lucky. And Danny's like, she's gotten lucky every day for the past 4 months though. And then so back up on the Animarium, Cole comes and like slaps him on the back very hard to like just re-injure any muscles they have. And he's like, hey, who won? And they don't say anything. She's like, oh, she got lucky again, huh? So I like that everyone's like, we're not taking this.
Yeah, it's really great. And then when they're like the next section of this scene where they're like, you know, she just has so much more time. And then Taylor wordlessly turns
silently.
A newspaper again. What? Does not speak to the last 4 minutes of this episode. I don't know who she made mad.
I don't know.
What a power mom move by Taylor, because they're all sitting at the breakfast table and Cole is like your hyperactive older brother in a weird way. And Taylor is just she's team mom, but not in like the way that a mom friend is worried all the time, but in a way that like a mom like teaches you life lessons.
Yeah, she's team my mom.
So she's sitting there with the paper, like drinking a coffee, eating plain toast, probably. Yeah. They're going on about how, well, she has so much time to practice, and we do more really important busy. Stuff.
As she's making them breakfast.
Right?
Taylor, like, rubs the paper in their face and is like, she has only ever gotten a 100% on any project in school.
Yeah, she puts the paper down and just, like, touches it with her finger. She's like, just pokes it, and they're like... Alyssa and Relay has gotten the highest honors for always for like it, maintaining her GPA or whatever.
It's maintaining a perfect GPA.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, I guess she's busy too. It's like, yeah, shut up and eat your eggs that she made you, you jerk.
In college too. Do you know anybody who did well in college? What the?
No. What? I mean, I went to a fake college, so, like, the curve is a little skewed, but, like...
I dropped out. Like, yeah. Like, this don't make no sense.
Yeah. Like a real college? I could never. I got a 3.8 at a fake college, but most of it was film classes, so it's pretty easy. I got a 99 on, like, I got a nine. My overall grade for my makeup class is 99. I think everyone's was. And if you look at what I was doing, and you look at what the people who were actually good at it were doing, you realize that most of it is based on participation. So then, let's see, where next? She gets a phone call. She didn't tell him. Like, why didn't you tell him? She's like, it's no big deal. And Dan's like, it's a big deal.
Right.
And then her dad calls, and he's in town for a meeting.
How do you get her Wild Force phone number?
You know, she has a regular cell phone, and it forwards calls.
Yeah, is it like a Google Voice where, like, it's just like, I'm getting a call on my normal phone?
Yeah, I'm just going to use it on this. So it has real cell service.
Mm-hmm.
What is, do they pay a bill? Like,
are they stealing it? Does Shayla, like, every day go out to, like, a black box to, like, rig up, like, we're getting into Verizon today, boys?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, congratulations. Now we're on the nation's number one wireless network. Hashtag non-spawn. Her dad calls. He's like, hey, I'm in town. Do you want to meet for lunch? She's like, yeah, I'd love to meet for lunch. I'm out at 3. And I'm like, well, that's kind of far away from lunch, but sure. So then we get a montage, and she's busy. She does so much.
She, like, at one point, she's leading, like, a dance class, and she has braids while she's doing that, which is weird.
She braids her hair between classes.
Specifically. And it's not, like, a big braid. It is, like, a lot of, like, little braids. I don't know what, like, the proper term for it is, but I do know that it would take a long time to accomplish that for a dance class before biology.
After your library study sesh.
Yeah.
That must be her elective, right? She's like, I need one class that's just fun for me.
For sure. It's just, you know, to round out your college resume.
She's in the front, though. Like, she's in the front. She's leading that class. That's not elective. Well, she's a TA.
She's got a perfect grade, Riley.
She was number one. So then we cut from there to two men sparring on a bridge. The two men have – one of the guys has two kendo sticks, and they're just, like, fighting. He gets the kendo sticks knocked up, and then the other guy, like, flips over him and grabs him on and then lands. And he's like, good job. You did it. You beat my kendo stick puzzle. And then Alyssa's dad comes up and greets them, and the older guy who had the kendo sticks was his sensei. So he's like, hey, how's it going? Like, you know, just very jovially.
That was my other question. We walked past it. We got to back up just a little
bit.
Okay,
let's back up.
Alyssa's dad.
Yeah.
Is he somebody? Because when he calls her, we get a shot of him in the phone booth, and the way he turns toward the camera is like this big reveal of like, oh, it's him.
I'll tell you for free, probably not.
IMDb Wild Force.
Power Let's Rangers go. Doesn't get real
doesn't
actors.
Get any people, that's true.
They go but on to be real actors, some of them, but they never start
it
doing
was,
that.
It's Koichi Sakamoto himself.
I don't think so.
Could it be like could he be like a wrestler or something? That's my first thought, because he's built like a brick shit house.
He's a thick man.
Yeah, for someone who teaches a lot of like karate, he's very dense.
Well, you ever seen a tiger? Those cats are muscly as hell.
That's true.
Have you all watched the 2002 Scorpion King movie?
The 2002, was that Scorpion King 2?
It just says the Scorpion King here, but he's played Jessup in it.
Jessup?
I don't know that name.
That is The Rock's brother. I think the 2002 one is the first Scorpion King, so maybe he is a real actor.
In 2002, that would have been around this time.
Yeah.
He's been in, like, some stuff. Yeah, he did the Scorpion King, and then he did Power Rangers, so it's all up for him.
Yeah, so he turns to the camera, and it's like, you recognize me from the Scorpion King.
What up? Do you remember my episode of Nash Bridges?
It's me, Jessup.
Maybe that was it. That was what they were trying to do. I don't know. I was like, oh, that must be Alyssa's dad. She just said dad, and then it went to him.
He is wearing, and I want to point this out, a leather suit jacket.
Yes. It looks very warm.
He dresses exclusively in black. All of his clothes, including his karate gis, are all black. Which
so you don't have to mess with them.
Usually is like a thematic thing, especially where Alyssa is the white tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of symbolism they were trying to go for.
I think they forgot.
Yeah, her dad comes up and greets the sensei, and then they like kind of walk off. And then we come back to Alyssa, and she sees a flyer for a karate club. Then we get a flashback of her in a gi fighting four boys, four on one.
Her beating up the karate club.
just whipping their asses. And while her dad, like, watches, like, he's in a karate gi, and he's like, yes, good.
No, kill them.
Finish him.
So she wins. They're, like, all on the ground, and, like, they just leave. They're like, all right, we're going to go. You can see what we're not wanted. And she's like, Dad, I got to talk to you. I want to go to college. And he's like, never. You're a karate girl, Alyssa, and you're always going to be a karate girl.
College is for suckers. The only thing you get in college is debt.
Is debt and a piece of paper.
You going to beat anybody up in college? I think not.
I don't think so.
This is a little jarring because the dad on the phone was like a chill, cool dude. Well, and then this dad is like a hard ass.
Yeah, well, because we'll see his journey through flashbacks throughout the episode.
It's just a weird way for Power Rangers to tell a story, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
It's fine. It's just like, because we see the dad and we're like, oh, he's very cool and loves his daughter a lot and is very supportive. And then we see this dad and it's like, oh, he had to get there.
Yeah.
We're all works in progress.
And what I thought was, oh, we're just not going to address any of this because I've seen Power Rangers. Yeah. There's a lot of time we don't go on that emotional journey with them. But then we did, and I was actually pretty impressed by it. So he's like, no, you have to stay here and carry on the Enrile Tiger style tradition. And then it comes out of the flashback, and she goes, I'm trying, Dad. And I thought that was very cute. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we cut back to the martial arts bridge where Dad and Sensei. Dad does not get a name. It's just Alyssa's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to call him Dad. Dad and Sensei are drinking some tea while some students are, I don't want to say sparring, they're doing stuff.
Practicing.
They're milling about.
They're having fun. They're noodling.
Yeah. So the sensei says something about how, like, you know, oh, his body is very old. It doesn't keep up with him the way he wants anymore. He's like, ah, you know how that goes.
They both have a good laugh.
Give it to my son. Yeah, they're like, oh, we're so old. And like, yeah, I hurt my back sitting down a lot yesterday. So, like, I get it.
Now, though, like, oh, going off of what y'all said earlier about the old Power Rangers series, I'm compelled by, like, that little interaction of, like, dang, our bodies can't keep up with being Power Rangers. That would be cool.
Yeah, man. Just like the day after a fight, none of them can get out of bed.
Yeah, they're all just like the episode starts. They all just like wake up in their beds like, I have to call out today.
Yeah, excuse me, Zordon.
My hips don't work.
Yeah, Zordon, I'm sorry, but I can't today.
You're going to need to figure something else out, buddy. Send Alpha out there. He's got it.
He's got some sort of magical head taser. Get him on the job. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to give the dojo to my son soon because, that's how things go. And he's like, oh, what about your daughter? How's that going? And he's like, oh, she doesn't practice anymore. And he's like, oh, that's a bummer. What's going to happen to the Unrelated Tiger style tradition? He's like, well, I guess it's going to end with me. But he's like, but I'm happy for her because she's doing what she wants. And I was like, okay. All right.
This is all really good. I'm glad that the other sensei is not like, you have a stupid daughter and girls can't carry on traditions.
Mm. This is why you should have had a boy.
Yeah.
There's like good stuff happening in this, like in like the subtext of this scene. There's nuance to these characters, which is like cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild Force, like, is weirdly good at some of the little character stuff. Like, the first four episodes were not indicative of how, like, like what their strengths were going to be for the rest of the season. But yes, and then we cut from there to, he says, like, I guess the tradition ends with me. And then we cut away to Alyssa in her biology class, and she gets a call, and she's like trying to hide it because it's in a class.
But
she's like,
but it rang and everyone is looking at her.
Everyone's like, well, you gonna take that?
I didn't realize it was called a growl phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
mean,
forget
Wild
that.
Force is stupid still.
The first time they said it, it sounded like Grappo, and so that's just what it is in my head, and so growl phone doesn't register right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's the Grappo.
I have the subtitles on, and it's just like, growl phone, ringing. And I was like, the what?
is that supposed to be a play on cell phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Animals growl.
Yeah, and humans sell.
Capitalism has taken over the Power Rangers universe.
Oh, episode, was it, I think, yeah, 7, the bear episode, was like, God, cell phones are great. Good thing we all have them. But I think what it is, so a cell phone uses a cellular network. A growl phone uses a growl network. So there's just one of the animals up on the animarium, and it goes up to the lion, and then he yells it down to the phone. like a he's the string between the tin cans.
The giraffe is the cell tower.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they needed to get that one, because they can get better service. So she, like, leaves. She's like, sorry, Professor, I have to go. And he doesn't do anything. He doesn't, like, make a scowl or be like, okay, nothing at all. And then she leaves.
It's college. She didn't even have to do that. She just could have went.
Yeah.
She walked to the front of the class, was like, this is about me now, and then left. Like, I was watching this with my wife, and she's like, who does this?
Yeah, she's
who
like, excuse me, me in the white tiger vest, the noble tiger, I have to go for reasons.
Unrelated reasons. I think what it is that everybody on the writing staff maybe didn't go to college and don't know that you can just leave because, hey, you're paying to be there. You can just leave if you want.
But she's also, like, front row student, so so maybe she was just like, I'm just going to go apologize to him. I don't want him to think I'm leaving because of him.
I just assumed the door was behind him and she couldn't go any other way.
Yeah.
Like, she had to walk by him. Like,
there's no
sorry.
Exit at the top of the auditorium.
Yeah.
You got to give your students an easy out or else they'll disrupt class. That's
exactly. And then you'll get very weirdly mad about it later. So she looks at the clock before she leaves. She's got like a half an hour before she's got to meet her dad. So then they're running up. Samurai Man cuts a light pole and it falls on a car and blows it up. It's like, what? A lot of destruction for... I mean, I'm assuming it's Sentai footage. There's no way Power Rangers would have this kind of money to blow up two cars. So then we cut back. Dad gets to the cafe at 3 o'clock on the dot. A very punctual man. Mm-hmm. Cut back. They're fighting Samurai Man more. It's not going well because he's got a cool sword and therefore is better than the rest of them.
It's so weird because aside from Jindrax and Toxica handing him the sword, there's not really a lot of attention on how important the sword is. He uses it as a weapon, but, like, not in a special way.
No. I mean, here's the thing, is they the reason they did this... So here's my theory for why this episode exists, is because, like, in the way that it does, is because we've talked a lot about how, like, Jonathan Zacher just loved the Sentai. And so I think this is literally just, like, an episode of the Sentai... just completely translated over. like root and branch, the whole thing. So that's why it's like, oh, Alyssa's dad is a karate, you know, teacher, and she broke the family tradition. I feel like that would be like exactly a thing that would happen in the Sentai, right? So in order to get there, there's a scene, well, a flashback coming up where he's like, if you want to go to college, you got to stop this sword, which we'll talk about in a minute. So the bad guy has to have a sword so we can, like, you know, connect this through line. I guess no one realized that samurais usually come with swords.
Yeah, and what I feel like in an older season, if we're back in, like, season one time, and this was the thing, was, like, she was never able to stop a sword before, and this monster has a sword. And they fought once before, and she failed to stop it once. And so the episode is her, like...
Proving herself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we don't get any of that.
Nah. No,
I mean, it's there, but you gotta dig for it. But also, this is season one. Like, the sword would be, like, a relic on loan from Trini's grandpa, and then a samurai would steal it.
Right, that would have been way better than a jar of Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, right. That makes you invisible.
But not the jar.
Not the jar.
It's already invisible. It was glass.
Exactly. That's the trick.
I think I want to note with this sword is that he's like full moon strike and does a big circle and then creates a crescent moon behind him.
I was like, that is not the moon that you said you talked about. And also,
we're going out of order, but it's crazy because at the end he does a full moon strike that is a full moon. So I don't know why he couldn't just say crescent moon strike that first time.
Merrick was somewhere taking up a part of the moon, and so he didn't know that it was like
he was doing a waning strike somewhere else. That's the other thing is, so this guy's got several moon attacks. There is a moon-based Power Ranger who just doesn't show up.
Not here.
And to be fair, I'm glad, because nothing is worse than when a Six Ranger jumps in and ruins another Power Ranger spotlight episode.
Yeah. So the last couple episodes with him have been good because he's been doing, like, side stuff.
Yeah.
He's been doing grunt work instead of, like, saving the day.
Yeah, we got enough out. Now he's just there for some extra Zords or whatever.
And a terrible goatee.
And a just an awful, terrible goatee.
When we were watching the theme, he came on screen, and Mandy goes, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, which...
It's like 2 seconds, and that's all you need to see is like, oh, no.
I think the last two times he was on, he was not unmorphed at all. It was just the Wolf Ranger.
God bless.
And that's the way to do it with Merrick.
Best use of Merrick.
Ooh, I posted this in the Discord, and I want to bring it up here just to make it clear. Merrick is the name of a dog food. I work in dogs, in like dog foods. there's Merrick dog food that I sell at my store.
It's like if they named him Old Roy.
I'm the Sixth Ranger, Purina. And
I hope that's it. Oh, that would be too good if they're like, what should we name him? And they were like, well, I did buy dog food today, and wolves are kind of like dogs, so Merrick. Unless they're naming him after the Watcher from the Buffy movie, which I doubt. Dad goes up to the professor and is like, hey, I'm Alyssa and Relay's father. Have you seen her? And he's like, yeah, she just ruined my whole class. And it's like, well, she walked out in front of you. But like, it didn't stop. I don't even think you stopped talking.
She ruined my day.
Yeah, he's like, she abandoned me and disrupted my class.
She abandoned me like she abandoned your fighting style.
It's like, okay, whoa, she, pump the
your
brakes.
Daughter's a quitter. She always has been.
I thought that was going to set up a little more.
Nope. While he was at the restaurant, I wanted to bring attention to the food that was on his plate in front of him.
Okay, yeah, sure. I didn't notice what
the food.
It was a paper plate and what looked like two pieces of white bread just on top of each other.
See, I read like... it as a peanut butter sandwich that he took a bite out of both halves.
He ate the peanut butter off of
it. It's like, where are you? What is this cafe? Like, A, that is a university cafe, I guess, where they're like, I don't know, peanut butter sandwich. Go eat on a paper plate off the ground like an animal.
maybe they're like, yeah, it's like college students. What do college students eat? Ramen and peanut butter sandwiches. Well, that's what the cafe serves. Like, no, that's just what they can afford to eat.
We'll put a pickle spear with the peanut butter sandwich. It'll be great.
Ooh.
Sorry, I just wanted to bring that. Like, they're like, ah, he's got to be eating something. He's at a cafe. He's been there for a while. Anyone got anything from home that they could run back and get?
Yeah, what do we have at Crafty? Anything good? Yeah, no, we do have some bread.
Jeff, what's in your lunchbox? All right, grab peanut butter. Put it on the table.
Well, that's Dad's peanut butter now.
Jessup's gonna take a bite of it.
He was in the Scorpion King. You should expect him.
If you wanted to eat your lunch, you should have been Union. Get out of here.
You work on a real show. So then we get a flashback of Alyssa, and she's got to fight for her right to study. She has to fight her dad to go to college physically.
In order to go to higher education, you must kill me. Like, you're killing my dreams.
You will go to college over my dead body.
He's got a kendo stick, which he calls a sword, which is wrong, but sure. So he's like, if you want to go to college, you got to stop this sword. And then they fight, and then he, like, whacks her in, like, the neck, and she goes down.
Before that, because they have a whole fight, and at one point, she grabs and stops the sword.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but she didn't do the upper...
Right. Like the...
She didn't do it enough.
Clap it. She didn't do that, like, ruler reflex test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to grab it. But yeah, she definitely grabs it and stops it, and then he, like, throws her off, and then... Thank God it wasn't a real sword, because he would have chopped her whole right arm off.
He says, what have I done? And I'm like, it was a stick, dude.
You
did not
exactly
kill your daughter.
What you set out to do. You hit your daughter.
And she's like, ouch, a lot. That really hurt.
You didn't have
and
to
he's...
go full force into my shoulder, Dad.
He's like, well, that's separated. And then she's like, I just want to go to college. I'm so sorry that I'm disappointing you, but I just want to go to college for me. And then he, like, kind of gets it, right? Like, he's like, oh.
He gets it, but it's also like, oh, my God, I just beat up my daughter.
I just absolutely thwacked her in the neck with a kendo stick.
I just necked her with a kendo
that's,
stick.
I don't think that's the perfect
one. No, that's not the right one. But you all get what I'm saying.
Yeah. So then we cut back to... the fight. This is where he does the full moon strike that is a crescent. Good job, samurai man. There's a big explosion because of this attack, and then we cut over to Dad getting back to the cafe, and he sees, like, this gigantic explosion in the distance, and he's a karate man, so he's gonna go investigate.
Oh, I
see what's up.
I do want Taylor does get one line before the end of the of the episode.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, when Alyssa meets the Rangers running into the fight, she says, we'll try to make it quick.
Yeah, her first line, 4 minutes from the end of this episode.
Yeah. Also, I read the description of next week.
Oh, me too.
And you'd think it would be a Taylor episode because the last, including this one, the last four have all been different Power Rangers Spotlight episodes. Nope. Not according. It looks like it's going to be a Shayla spotlight, which...
Oh, Shayla / Merrick. But Taylor did already have a spotlight episode, too. So it's not like she has it.
But so did Alyssa.
That's
and
true.
And so did Max, and so did Danny, and so did Cole. They've all had... This is a new set of spotlights, and Taylor deserves to get one. But instead, Shayla gets it, and I'm furious.
Taylor made somebody in the staff... furious.
I don't know what.
She doesn't get to speak.
She probably said, like, she probably stood up and was like, hey, shouldn't Taylor be the leader?
And they were like, no, you're not a Red Ranger.
I want the red pants.
she was like, hey, we took that guy's sandwich for that last scene. Should we give it back to him?
Should we get him a sandwich? And they're like, you're never going to work in this town
again.
You point
at the newspaper and shut your mouth.
So then Dad gets up to the explosion and he sees the Power Rangers fighting Samurai Man, and it's 1v1 Alyssa versus Samurai.
Yeah, and she doesn't have time for this. She's in a hurry.
Yeah, and she's attacked him, like, twice. Like, I gotta go. My dad's here. And she just keeps getting beat back. So she's like, that's it. This is the time. And he says something like, your fighting style sucks, and it's for babies.
Yeah.
And she's like, you take that back.
Yeah, he says your family's fighting style is stupid, and you're stupid for
using
it.
She goes, that's my dad's! And then does the animal run. I wasn't ready for the animal run, you guys.
Oh, you never are.
No.
What? Why is she doing that?
It's crazy. So her dad is watching at this point, and when she takes the stance, puts together that Alyssa is the White Tiger.
He's like, that's in real life Tiger style. Only one other person knows that.
Only
me
and Alyssa can
it's
stand
that.
It's been
hard
way.
Times at the dojo, and yeah, I haven't been able to pass down my tradition.
We haven't had a student in 20 years because my daughter beat them all up and then left.
So wait a minute. If her dad is in town on quote unquote business.
Yeah, dojo business to be his old sensei.
But she learned to fight from him at his dojo. His dojo is in a different town. So Alyssa is not from Turtle Cove.
I feel like she's from like a suburb of Turtle Cove. She's from like Tortoise Point or something. Because she says like, I want to go to Turtle Cove University. And the way she says it definitely sounds like, I want to get out of this little town and go to the big city. So she does Tiger Style. And then she does this animal run where she's just... She's not on all fours, but she like all four of her limbs are touching the ground, and she runs in a circle around him, and then
she's doing that Twitter video that was going around like 3-4 months ago. Maybe it was last week. I have no idea of what time it is anymore.
Flat circle.
The girl runs like a horse, like that video.
That video is so weird.
That's what Taylor did. Alyssa did.
So she runs around the circle and she jumps, and then Cole's like, "Everyone, get your hands together." So do that like. Teamwork motivational poster thing, and they bounce her off, and then she comes down and she says she pulls out a tiger baton and she's like tiger thrust, and then does two slashes. So I guess words don't mean anything on Power Rangers anymore. A full moon can be a crescent, a slash can be a thrust.
Let's
We're
not talk,
Calvin Ball
let's
with
not
the
go
rules.
Back and talk about mega battles, and you want to talk about words having
no,
meaning.
I never want to talk about mega battles again for the rest of my life. We can
her dad sees her turtle thrust?
Tiger thrust, yeah.
Tiger thrust the monster. And he snaps his head like, hey, all right.
Yeah, I taught her that.
It looks like a commercial for his dojo where he's like, look at what a good job I did.
Right.
Come on down and relay Tiger Dojo and learn how to do Tiger Thrust, just like my daughter.
And then he walks off, which is good because they're about to have a giant monster robot fight, and he doesn't want to probably be in the way of that.
Yeah, he should be far away from those big feet.
So he goes back and gets a jelly sandwich this time.
He's like, I gotta complete the set. It's a loot box of sandwiches.
He didn't order. He forgot to order them at the same time. Or he said, I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And they thought, one of each, got it.
They're like, all right, whatever, weirdo. Sure.
Here you go. Here's your jelly sandwich. And here's a dry peanut butter sandwich and a wet jelly sandwich. Figure it out. So they, he's not dead. So then they do the salad slash and they kill him. Alyssa gets the United We Roar line. Because she's about to call the entirety of the Zord fight, which is pretty good.
Right before they do the Savage Slash, Cole like passes it to her. He's like, Alyssa, you do the honors.
And she just says Salad Slash. She doesn't actually get to swing the sword.
Yeah.
Because the footage is the same as it always is.
I realized at this point I hate Max's helmet. That shark helmet looks bad. I'm going to say it.
I don't like the weird jowls it gives him. But I think the bison helmet is stupider.
So, I like their helmets.
All the other ones are fine, but those two are dumb
as hell. Taylor's is, I think, clearly like far and away the best. Mm-hmm. I like Max's just because it does have a weird, like it looks like a fish shape, which is weird.
Yeah, it's
very
one,
hydrodynamic.
It's one you can see from a distance and go, oh, that's from Wild Force. Whereas like for the, didn't mention this in the intro and in this when the bull roars. Like in the intro of this, it's got teeth, like little sharp teeth along the inside of his mouth.
This one does.
I hate that.
It's bad. Also, they all have claws. Like they all have like claws that can come out of their fingertips. You know, bisons with the claws and their sharp teeth. Predator animals, bisons.
I hear you say these things on the podcast, and I'm like, that sounds like probably right. And then you witness them with your own eyes, and it's just so much worse.
You're like, no, thank you. So they come up. They the Dugorgs. They seed him. I wrote Beat Boys with an exclamation point, and I honestly have no idea what the hell that means.
When
Bear Boys, it's supposed to be Bear Boys.
Oh, yes.
Give me the Bear Boys and free my soul.
Yeah.
It's funny because they walk up after he dies, and Ginger Axe is like, I thought he would do better.
Nothing on this show is better than Ginger Axe's asides to, like, anything. Like, a couple episodes ago, when Tasha's like, and every time I'm around him, I smell a human, he's just like, oh, gross. It's great. It's great stuff.
When Toxic is casting the spell, I don't know if it's done this every time. I super noticed it this time. Mm-hmm. The camera is going like, it's like all over the place, like a WWE match.
Have you left?
It's following the staff.
But
like
the staff
how,
is out of the shot.
Yeah, well, it's following the movement of the staff.
Where do you think they mounted the camera for this shot?
It almost made me sick this time. It was really bad.
I never noticed it. It's just like whenever someone's in WWE, whenever someone's hitting anybody with a chair, they always go up and down with the chair. And there's a video floating around of a fan filming like three different cameramen doing the like up and down with the chair hits. And they all look like big idiots.
What?
It's like, come on, just let the chair hit.
Yeah, just film it so I can watch it. I don't need to feel like I'm inside the chair.
It's okay. WWE's trying their hardest to stop being a company right now, so we won't have to worry about that too much longer. So Kongazord happens because we got the Bear Boys. The only one formation is powerful enough to handle the Bear Boys. Also, I noticed, and I've probably noticed this before, but this time I noticed again, the Kongazord is much taller than the monster. It's like a full head taller, and I'm like, yes, clobber that little man.
Yeah, that gorilla is like the size of a monster normally.
Yeah.
So when you give him bigger feet.
The Zord rules. Kongazord rules. I kind of hate the way when the Bear Brothers come in, they like connect on the arms, and the Kongazord's whole like body shakes. But like it's got like the fingers that are up here like exhaust pipes. It rules.
Hang on. Back to the Alyssa and Samurai Man fight. Did we even talk about the fact that she caught the sword this time?
No, we forgot. She caught the sword and her dad was like, yeah, that's my girl.
And he
cut her arm off
like
I almost did.
Because he goes to swing the sword down on her and all the other Rangers are like, move, move, and she's just like standing there with her arms down, but then we cut to the front of her and her arms are up.
Well, you know, they didn't hire a script supervisor, they don't know.
And she catches it, so good job.
Yep. She didn't get cut in half.
All that beating up Danny and Max really paid off.
To be fair, if she was standing there like this with her arms above her head, I think he just would have stabbed her instead.
Right. Yeah, you gotta trick him. So back to the Zord fight. He does a full moon strike. This time it's a full moon, but then it's an eclipse, which is sort of the opposite of a full moon in a way. And it slashes them. It knocks them down. Then he says, you're helpless against my moon power.
This is where I was like, Merrick's coming in. Like, Merrick's got to come in to help them with the moon power.
And be like, hold on, hold up a minute. That's my moon power. And he steals it back. But nope, Merrick doesn't show up. Yeah. Merrick was too busy at the bar.
Instead, Alyssa is like, White Tiger, catch his sword and break it.
Yeah. And then the White Tiger sword runs in and claws the sword in half. She's like, yeah. And there's this weird split screen where it's the the whole thing.
This is
and
the
then Alyssa's
thing.
Up in the corner. And then Tiger Zord's down in the corner. She's like, yeah, Tiger Zord. Tiger Zord's like, hell yeah,
Twitch
Alyssa.
Streamer,
Brady
Alyssa.
Bunch-ass split screen.
It's like she's doing a reaction video to this episode of Power Rangers.
Get out of here.
Alyssa's
banned from this podcast. Take your reaction videos and flush them down the toilet.
A heated Ranger moment with Alyssa.
Oh, Rangers react.
I quit. Riley, congratulations. You're the new co-host.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. So then they do the double knuckle, and then they pull out something that I've never seen before, which is the swinging anchor, which I think is actual made of bananas.
I did not see this.
How did I miss this?
She's got this big anchor, and I was like, the only thing that could be is made out of the bananas that the Gorilla Zord usually throws.
You want nanners?
You're getting nanners. And then they kill it. Alyssa calls all the action. Nobody else talks. It's just Alyssa. I guess, yeah, Tiger Zord talks, but only to be like, hey, yeah, you're welcome. They kill it. And then we cut back down to Alyssa, and there's a kind of orangish red filter to show you that it is sunset.
Yeah, it's dusk.
Time has passed.
She's very late.
Because when she left class, we got a quick shot of the clock, and it was like 2:26. It was like a weird time.
Yeah.
And now it's sunset, so it's like 7:40. So right. It takes like 4.5 hours to kill a monster.
The other alternative is that it is it's winter in Turtle Cove right now. Maybe that it's getting dark at 3 p.m.
You know, yeah, maybe it's like Austin where at 4 p.m. well, the sun disappears.
We know it's at least later than 3:16 because that's when her dad checked his watch.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I found the banana anchor.
I don't know. Is it banana? Is it made of bananas?
It's banana. It is Donkey Kong ass. Like, I set the image in the Google Hangouts.
Oh, that's 100% bananas, yeah.
Nanners all the way down.
Why didn't they show us this before? Why didn't they make a big deal about the Nana anchor?
Why have you been keeping this from me?
I would have loved this. So she has a flashback, and it's her, like, leaving for college. She's got her suitcase. She's, like, on her way out, and her, I'm assuming, mom is talking to her dad.
The subtitles say, like, woman. They don't say mom. They just say woman.
It's just...
that's her mom. Why can't they just call her Alyssa's mom?
I mean...
I don't know!
I mean, honestly, it could be any reason, but maybe it's just, like... They're like, we don't want to presume that they're married. Right. Like, well, you don't have to.
Maybe this is not Alyssa's mom. This is Alyssa's dad's girlfriend.
Yeah, or like aunt or something.
Because for Alyssa's mom, she is not worried about Alyssa.
No, maybe it's good that it's not Alyssa's mom then, because she doesn't seem to give a shit about her. Because she's like, yeah, she's going to college or whatever, like a loser. But what about your dojo?
Yeah, is her going to college really what's the best for you? And he's like, I don't, that's not what
get out of my
this
house.
Is about.
That's not how parents, damn, that is big stepmom or dad's new girlfriend energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's real bad, so I'm glad it didn't say mom, and it just like, here's some homewrecker, just being mean to Alyssa.
Your terrible daughter, daughter.
So then we come back to Alyssa running. Also, in the flashback, she hears her dad be like, it doesn't matter about me. Like, it's, you know, it's what's best for Alyssa. It's what she wants to do. And Alyssa, like, cries.
Yeah, he does say, like, she's going to go to college. That's what she wants to do. And I'm proud of her.
Proud of her for doing it?
I've been watching the Fast and the Furious movies, and this just spoke to my soul because it's about family. Yeah. It's the same energy. Fast and Furious and Power Rangers are kind of peas in a pod.
They are pretty similar.
Fast and the Furious is one or two movies away from giant robot fights. So
honestly, if they don't go to space next, I don't know what they're gonna do. Someone said that they should drive to hell and rescue Han.
Oh my God!
Yes!
Like, not hell, like Hades, like yeah. Greek Hades.
Cross the river.
And
they have to beat Hades himself in a street race.
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious.
Soul.
Hell chariots.
We've got to save the River Styx. Oh my! And they have to like pass every villain they've ever fought on the way there, like it's a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's that, or they get a call from the moon.
Right.
Like the dark side of the moon has a moon base they need to drive to, or something. And then
the dark side
giant
is invading
robots.
The light side of the moon.
They are all color coded. I noticed this in Fat Furious 7. They all had different color cards. Where Dom was in a red car, Brian was in a blue car, Ludacris was in the white car, and then Roman was in yellow. Like, they all had themed cars.
I'm saying, two movies from now, there's gonna be giant robot fights where the cars turn into giant robots.
You could just say Turbo. Yeah. We've all watched Turbo.
We all watched Turbo.
They're the Turbo adaptation. They get cooked into a pizza.
So I think it was Fate and the Furious where The Rock is walking down Main Street with a tank's Gatling gun shooting helicopters out of the sky. And
that's,
I'm like,
that's
how
also...
did they go from stealing VCRs In the first
the
movie.
The first movie's about stealing DVD TV combos.
That's the same movie where, like, a helicopter or something lands into a parking garage, and, like, Jason Statham is like, oh, I'm gonna fall, and The Rock goes, or Vin Diesel goes, the streets always win, and then stomps, and the building collapses.
I love these movies.
Have you seen Fate yet?
I haven't. One? I watched Furious 7 two nights ago and cried my eyes out.
I haven't seen any of the newer ones, but like I'm gonna have to soon. But the trailer for 8 where they fight a submarine, I'm like, yeah, fight a submarine in the Arctic.
I have open palm slammed this entire series in a week and a half. And so dang. I'm in it. I'm like writing a Fast and Furious game now, because that's how I like
saw
things.
Yeah. Anyway, we're almost done. We got to get through this. So we cut back. Dad's waiting at the cafe. He's been waiting there for 4 hours. She shows up. She's like, "I'm sorry, I'm late." And he's like, "Hey, it's okay. I gotta go." He's like, "Oh, okay." She's like, "Yeah, I gotta you know catch my bus." So he lives bus away. Yeah, like a bus.
So it is Tortoise
away.
Point. You're right.
Yeah.
Depends how long the bus ride is. Maybe he's catching a Greyhound to go across state.
I don't know. It could be either thing. But he's like, you know, it's okay. But it's good that I got to see you, so I can tell you that I'm very proud of you. And then he starts walking away, and he turns around and goes and makes a tiger fist and goes, "Good luck, my white tiger," because he knows that she's a Power Ranger, and that's the gracefulest way he could think to say it. And then she smiles and like runs up and hugs him, and she's like, "Let me walk you to the bus stop," which is like a thing I think he maybe should have been like, "Hey, let's go to the bus stop together." But
you say tiger fist, you could just say yeah.
He just yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know,
a cat woman's at her.
But that is the end of the episode. Riley, you are our guest.
All right, I took the best? These notes. The best is, I had to dig, the dad watching the Ranger fight and being, like, pleased as punch, like, going, like, dang, I did do a great job right. training my daughter. Like, I yeah. like that a lot. I like that realization and then going, like, no, this is sick. This is awesome.
Yeah. Josh, what's yours?
My best is Alyssa beating up Max and Danny for 4 months. not just because she gets to beat up those two babies, but also because, like, before now, she's kind of just been in a support role, so it's really nice to be like, no, she's definitely a fighter.
Yeah. Mine, I think I'm also going to give it to, like, dad watching his daughter use the things that he thought that she, like, not abandoned, but, like, gave up to go to college, to be like, no, you're using this for, like, the biggest possible purpose
mm-hmm.
ever. Yeah, I thought that was great. What is the worst, Riley?
So... there was a lot. Oh.
So where do you start?
My worst that I wrote is, it says, they wrote 20 lines of dialogue for this episode and they all sucked. I hate how much of this was like a silent Power Rangers episode. Like, there was not a lot of dialogue. It was really weird to me.
Yeah. I didn't really notice that until we were talking about it. But yeah, they don't talk a lot, and that's always weird when it evolves around mm-hmm. like family conflict and yeah. not Power Rangers fighting.
To which, like, there's also like, oh, it's family conflict, so like the writers weren't like, they might not have felt like, I don't know if we can sell this, so we just won't use words, we'll just use actions, which is right. like, that's something, that's interesting. They did a bold thing, they missed, but they didn't
nail it, but
they did the best they could, but I'm putting the worst on the writers today.
Okay. Josh, what about you?
Oh, I don't know. What's the worst? I don't, do you have one?
I think my worst is the woman at the end being like, "Fuck your daughter, what about you?"
Oh, yeah, no, that mom sucked.
That's not a mom. That's not her mom. That's just a woman, according to the subject.
True. That woman was
some
trash.
Stranger broke into their house.
This is Karen from work, dad's new friend.
Yeah, no, I hate Karen.
Yeah. Riley, who is the MVP?
MVP, I think, is I think it's... oh, yeah. I think I gave it to Taylor for doing the silently. Alyssa's so cool. Like, you need to stop talking. Like, being there to right. show up for Alyssa to be like, no, yeah. no. She does everything. She yeah. does everything. You are but dumb babies. You've done nothing with your lives.
Josh?
Alyssa. It's a pretty easy one because she does yeah. everything in this episode. So it's hard. I mean, the only other one that could be her dad, but he...
Mm-hmm.
he weirdly sucks in the flashbacks for half of them.
I see. I like the how it shows the growth. I do feel like it does it a little backwards, which is kind of weird, but
yeah, he had to physically harm his daughter before he saw things her way.
Yeah, not great.
So I'm going to give it to Alyssa.
My MVP is going to be whoever was doing Alyssa's hair, because she has like a dozen different hairstyles.
That's
like
true.
Every flashback, she's got different hair. She braided her hair in for a dance class, went back to regular. At one point, she had like space buns. All of her hair looked really cute. I think the hairdresser deserves an MVP.
I do also want to say, because there's definitely some far shots while Alyssa's doing all her like karate fighting and the flashbacks and everything, where it's definitely a stunt woman. But there's close-up shots where it's also her, where it's Jessica Reyes like actually doing it. And I'm starting to think, last episode we talked about how Kendall was supposed to be Alyssa, but got replaced for unknown reasons. And I think Alyssa's ability to actually do karate might be one of the reasons.
Might be that, and like her acting range again is just like a lot wider than Kendall's, of what we've seen.
Yeah, of what Kendall was given, at least.
Yeah.
Is Kendall the Yellow Ranger? Is Kendall like the actress's name, or who's Kendall?
No, Kendall is the is Danny's love interest.
Oh,
yeah, she was in the last episode. It hasn't aired yet, but she was in the last episode, and apparently she was like originally cast to be Alyssa, but then for unknown reasons, they went with Jessica Reyes. So any final thoughts, Riley?
I didn't super love this episode. I love Power Rangers. Power Rangers brings out like Power Rangers like brings out my heart. I'm like, this rules. That's my final thought. Besides, you do need to rank the episode.
Oh God, we do. We always forget to do this when we have guests on.
I've been prepared. I was like, I'm gonna be the one.
All right.
But it's also because I want to be the banana anchor around this episode's ankles and drag it to the
drag us into the Acheron.
I do want to say though, while we're pulling the list up, that while the episode itself is flawed, to say the least, I do like that we fleshed Alyssa out a little bit.
For sure.
And that we proved that a season with just a Taylor and Alyssa could work, because Alyssa also could fight as a backup.
Yep. Absolutely. I also do want to give a special shout out to like Dad. That guy was a good actor.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's a real actor. He was in the Scorpion King.
He was in Scorpion King, and then he's listed in the Mortal Kombat movie as Miscellaneous Crew. So he's a real actor.
Oh,
he's been in stuff.
He's one of the henchmen. He's one of Shang Tsung's henchmen. No shit.
Yeah, remember Hakuna Machine from WMAC Masters? Also in the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, he gets killed by Kano.
Kano, I think. Yeah. Wild.
And then Shang Tsung takes his soul, and then he now has the Dragon Belt.
Now he's the machine.
The Dragon Star.
He has the muscles and the power.
He got his key symbol. Anyway, before we talk about diversity matters for 20 minutes, we got to rank it. All right. Last episode was Three's a Crowd, right?
Yeah.
I think it's better than that.
Is it better than Dawn and the Tornado Spin?
Oh, I don't know. Dawn was really good.
Who would win in a fight? Dawn or Dad?
Does Dawn have a bowling ball that he can use?
Well, yeah, of course. They all have. And Dad has a kendo stick.
Right. This episode also hasn't aired as of this recording, but Dawn is a sports anime mentor in the Power Rangers. He uses a bowling ball to light the floor on fire with his cool bowling ball move.
A mortal bowling man lights the lane on fire and explodes the pins with a special move.
A mortal man? Like,
he's just a regular human man named Dawn.
He looks exactly the way you think Dawn would look.
Dawn the bowling man? Like, looks exactly like how you're thinking.
Oh.
He's like a lost Mario brother. It's amazing.
That's a strong pitch. But here's the thing. I want you to keep this in mind. Dad ran towards the explosion. If the Power Rangers weren't there, Dad was like, I've done this before. Like, let's roll up these sleeves of my leather blazer and like, let's throw down.
My leather suit pants.
He would have dropped that leather blazer and it would have hit the ground with a thud and we would have found out it's been weighted this whole time.
Yeah, it's Rock Lee taking off his little...
Goes out
ankle
there
weights.
With his bare barrel chest and just like totally bodies a samurai monster.
Oh, I'd watch that. I would absolutely watch that. All right, so I think better than Tornado Spin. Above that is Alyssa's first spotlight, Ancient Awakening, where the elephant was trapped in the mountain.
I remember listening to that one and going, this sounds really good.
It was good. My favorite stuff is when, like, Shayla was kidnapped and they were like, get the elephant out of there. And she's like, I can't. It's not talking to me. It only talks to Alyssa.
Oh, wait, we all... Did we see Shayla in this episode? I know we heard
her on the phone.
She was on the phone. We did like cut back for 1 second to show her on the phone. And she also was when Alyssa was making breakfast, Shayla was like in a chair off to the side, not doing anything.
Just needed to be present on set that day.
Oh man, I don't know what's gonna happen next episode, but it seems like they don't know what to do with Shayla now that a boy that she likes is here.
Yeah.
Oh, deep breaths, my friends.
But also, no Shayla is better than constantly cutting back to Shayla. So.
Yeah, for sure. So I think maybe below Ancient Awakening, above Tornado Spin?
I think so. I don't...
Maybe below Tornado Spin, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think as an episode, Tornado Spin was better.
Yeah, it did have like a lot of sports anime stuff going on that was very good.
I like where Alyssa is as a character after this episode, but the episode itself I don't think is as strong as Tornado Spin.
Okay. So coming in at the new number 14, A Father's Footsteps.
I was trying to decipher what one of these notes were the entire time because it's been full of typos, but I typed that Alyssa challenges Justin for the dad count. She says
dad.
Bring back Justin. She runs for the throne.
Yeah, see how many times you can say dad. I mean, to be fair, he got a whole season. She hasn't really talked about him.
That's true. So, she hasn't had to use magic to shackle her father to be good.
Remember when he used a magic wish to curse his father to love him?
Oh, what a trip. What a wild ride Turbo was.
Let the first among us without sin throw the first stone. Who wouldn't curse a family member to love us?
All right, Riley, thank you very much for coming on. Where can people find you and your various projects on the internet?
Thank you for having me on. If you like the sound of me, you can follow me on Twitter at RevRyeBread. That's Rev like Reverend, Rye Bread like Rye, Morph Sound Bread. I do a lot of stuff. You can buy my games, including one that has been played on this show, if not us, then who, linksmithgames.com or revrybread.itch.io. If you like If Not Us, Then Who, on Thursday, I'm starting recording for a If Not Us, Then Who actual play, which will be one card per episode. So it's going to be like a 15-minute actual play show.
Oh, which nice.
Bite-sized little morsels. Cannot wait to do a whole season of that. We've been talking secretly about what the Rangers are going to be and like what our theme is, and it's all baller. I can't wait.
It'll be nice to see how the game is supposed to be played.
Yeah.
Y'all did it. Y'all did it right. Oh, like, nice. Let me tell you. Nice. You crushed it. But yeah, there's that. You can find me over on the Orange Groves doing things like the earlier talked about Bed Bath & B, which is a current ARG where actors just played us playing, talking about the Brady Bunch. And next, me and Joe are going to do a 12-hour podcast. It should be out by this point of us recapping all of Boruto in one sitting.
Wowzers Bowsers.
Yep.
How often do you talk about the weird forced heterosexuality of that show?
We haven't started Boruto yet. Because we are doing it in one sitting with like portable mics walking around the city. But watching Naruto, that's got some forced head stuff that is just like, y'all.
I haven't watched the anime. The manga's really good about not having that. And then the last chapter is not canon as far as I'm concerned.
That's all you gotta know. But yeah, Bed Bath & B, 294 note streak, where we talk about every song that's ever been in Guitar Hero and put it in a bracket and rank it.
Nice.
Monsters by Magic Romance has gone very far. Beat Knights of Cydonia.
That's just high praise.
It is.
I would skew the curve on that show big time.
Here's the thing. They both try to do the Knights of Cydonia and Monsters try to do the same thing where they are a themed song. They are a song that has a theme and an aesthetic. Knights of Cydonia needs 7 minutes to do it. Monsters has 3 minutes and does it.
Hey, that's a lot better.
That's it. That's my stuff.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming on. I don't remember what the next episode is called.
It's called
Josh, you still got it pulled
Sing
up?
Song.
Ooh, oh,
boy. And it's a Shayla and Merrick spotlight, so that'll be fun.
Okay. Great. Well, that's Wednesday's problem. Riley, thank you again for coming on. This was a ton of fun. We will see everybody on Friday for Sing Song. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Y'all get way wilder than I do.
You gotta.
More like mild time over here.
the saddest thing is while I listen to the podcast and I hear the voice, I'm like, oh yeah, wild time, yeah. And then, like I say it to myself in like the bus. So I've been prepping. I'm ready.
Quiet on the bus and you're just like, wild time.